with an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca. I'm Mark Brown. Windsor police want your help in identifying another group of sticky-fingered people. Few details are available, but police have released security camera images of four people suspected of thefts across the city. These photos are up now at WindsorNewsToday.ca. Give police or Crime Stoppers a call if you know any of them. An 18-year-old Chatham man is in trouble for communicating with someone he wasn't supposed to. Chatham Kent police say he was arrested on St. Clair Street Monday night after he allegedly made a threat. It turned out that the man had been released with conditions after a previous incident. One of those conditions was to leave a woman and her daughter alone. Farmland across Canada is going up in price and value. That's according to Farm Credit Canada. A new FCC report showed that the average value of farmland went up 11.5% in 2023. That's less than the 12.8% increase the year before. In southwestern Ontario, farmland sold for an average of $23,100 an acre. A new poll suggests that many Ontarians don't think a long-term care bed should count as a home. The Liaison Strategies phone survey said that 63% of respondents disagree with Premier Doug Ford's assessment. 23% agreed with him. 1,200 Ontarians were interviewed with a margin of error at plus or minus 2.7%. Canada has called for stability in Haiti after the nation's prime minister promised to resign. Global News reports that Ariel Henry agreed to step down as soon as a transitional council and temporary successor are named. Henry has been in power since 2021, and Haiti has been embroiled in gang violence. The OPSEU is holding rallies across Ontario today, urging Queen's Park to reconsider selling off the LCBO. One rally was held in Windsor Tuesday morning outside Windsor-Tecumseh MPP Andrew Dowie's constituency office. The union dropped off petitions asking Premier Ford to reverse plans to open up liquor sales to more big box and grocery stores. In sports, the Blue Jays take on the Yankees Tuesday afternoon in spring training, while the Tigers host Minnesota. Round two of the Junior C Hockey playoffs begins Tuesday night, with Essex welcoming Blenheim and Lakeshore against Wheatley. In the NHL, the Red Wings are in Buffalo. Tuesday afternoon's weather, mostly sunny, breezy, and 17, 9 near Lake Erie. Fair Tuesday night, breezy and 7, sunshine Wednesday and up to 18. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.